This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. The juvenile justice system is yet another casualty from the country's economic downturn. Shrinking state budgets have hurt programs trying to keep kids out of trouble. For example, a National Guard boot camp in Kentucky is closed. Funding for a mentor program in North Carolina is gone. And here with a look at what's happening to programs in Nashville, Tennessee, is reporter Blake Farmer from member station WPLN.
If it weren't for Wendy Thurston, Antonio Kelly admits he would probably find himself in state custody. Thurston is Kelly's probation officer, and she waits for him in the police office of East Nashville's Stratford High School.
Hey!
The shades are drawn, a couch lines the wall, and a TV is on mute in the corner. Kelly grins with his mid-year report card in hand.
Look at these grades! These are awesome!
I was studying like 2 or 3 days, though. I was studying like an hour straight, too. I missed practice and everything.
That's basketball practice he missed. Kelly is a towering young man. His head barely clears the door jamb. He has 2 small gang tattoos at the corners of his eyes that look like teardrops. Kelly began to cross the law more than 2 years ago with minor crimes and unruly behavior. He tells Thurston she's a big part of why he will graduate in May, despite many spells in the county's juvenile detention center.
You won't let nothing slip. So you can let nothing slip, I can let nothing slip.
I used to come in this building, when I asked for you, I'd get laughed at. You know they're not here.
Thurston says Kelly just needed someone who had high expectations and would make sure he showed up to court dates, stayed off drugs, and went to school. The Davidson County Juvenile Court has 28 probation officers who do exactly what Thurston does. They each have about 30 juveniles on their caseload on any given day. Tennessee's Department of Children's Services cut $6 million in statewide grants for the coming budget year. Thurston's team of 8 probation officers is about to be cut to 2 people.
It would be me and another probation officer handling close to 500 and some odd cases. So it would become a cattle call, so to speak, form of probation.
I'm Charles Campbell. I'm the chief probation officer for Metro Juvenile Court.
Campbell says he fears a staff reduction could force some officers to revert to the old way of doing business, like when Campbell came on the job in the 70s.
It was just scare tactics.
Scared straight.
Yes, kind of a scared straight. This is your last shot, you know. If you come back, you're going away.
Away to costly state custody. And that's where states could wind up on the losing end of their own budget cuts. Betsy Clark, who is president of the Illinois-based Juvenile Justice Initiative, says housing low-level juvenile offenders can cost upwards of $75,000 a year.
Kids can be treated incredibly effectively in the community for anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 a year per kid.
So where some cash-strapped states are cutting, others are looking for savings. California has closed many of its juvenile facilities and is redirecting funds to truancy centers, after-school programs, and additional probation officers. Texas and New York are following suit. It's 8 p.m., and Wendy Thurston steps out of her patrol car in the James Casey Housing Project, the largest in Nashville. It's a random curfew check. Thurston stands in the doorway of this cramped cinder block apartment. She's looking for Antonio Kelly and his brother Antoine. Both are on probation.
All right, guys. Good job about being home. I'll see you in school tomorrow. Right.
Hey, Miss Kelly. Did you see his grades?
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
She tells the pair's mother, Jacqueline, more good news. They've both fulfilled their probation sentences.
As long as they don't screw up, then get off probation.
Okay.
Thurston walks away with a smile, but she's worried she can't provide this individualized attention once the Tennessee budget cuts go into effect this summer. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.